Richard, why is the seaside so popular for the Brits?
Well, I think the first thing is, in the UK, you're never further than, I think, 75 miles from the ocean.
Yes, 120 kilometres.
Yeah, so it's very easy to get to for a start.
So we're talking about a traditional seaside holiday in Britain, Richard. And the first thing that I think about is candy floss
Yes.
and rock. I don't think I've seen candy floss and rock for sale abroad. Can you explain what that is, candy floss?
Candy floss is fluffy sugar, I think, on a stick.
It's a bit strange.
It is a bit strange. And rock, it's basically, again, it's just boiled sugar. It's like a sweet, but it's very hard and you suck it.
Yes, very popular. And of course, ice cream.
Ice cream, definitely.
Not perhaps a lot of things to do, but what traditionally has been very popular, especially for the children, is the donkey rides.
Yes, there are lots of traditional things associated with a beach holiday in Britain. Donkey rides definitely being one of them.
And after you've done that, of course, it's sleeping in a deck chair, isn't it?
Yes. Or going back to your beach hut.
Yeah, now that's interesting. Again, from the Victorian times, beach huts were very popular because you could then have some privacy when you wanted to change into your swimming costume. They're quite basic, aren't they, usually?
Very basic, they're very small, made of wood, often brightly coloured, but very basic, yes.
And of course, British summer holidays, it often rains, so they're a great place to shelter and have a cup of tea.
Yes, but quite controversial recently because they've been selling for very large amounts of money, haven't they?
Yes, you can either rent a beach hut for the day, or like 20,000 other people in the UK, you can buy your own. And as you say, they have become very popular and very
Yes,
expensive.
I think one sold recently on the south coast of England for, I think, £126,000.
£126,000 for a wooden hut. It had no water, no electricity, and no toilet.